John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Dan Soder returns to our studio. Good to see you, dude.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning when it's cold and then it's going to get hot.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know what keeps happening. I keep leaving the house in a short sleeve shirt during the day, and then at night I'm like, it's freezing. And in the morning I'm like, I have a sweatshirt on, but I can already start to feel myself sweat. So, I'm always uncomfortable.
Where are you originally from?
Denver, Aurora, Colorado.
Aurora, Colorado.
Yeah. So is that Batman movie theater shooting?
That's the first thing I thought.
Put us on the map. Yep. It did it. Every single person, it's the first thing they think of. And you're like, that guy wasn't even from Aurora.
It's like that's a rival town. Up.
He's from San Diego. So blame it on those beach bums. It wasn't us. We can breathe the altitude. I'm sorry that he couldn't take our air and he snapped.
What was it like for you? Okay, how high is Aurora?
Well, 5280. It's a mile high up. Right, it's the same as Denver.
Okay. Yeah. So when you live in New York now, right?
Yeah, I live in New York City now.
So when you first moved to New York, did it take you a long time to adapt to the fact that you had to drink more in order to get drunk?
Dude, when I moved originally from Denver to Tucson. I went to school at the University of Arizona.
Okay.
And when I moved down there when I was 17 or 18, I was drinking like a man who fought in two wars. Compared to everybody else, everyone was like, "We're gonna have like six beers and we're nuts." And I'm like, "I'm half a bottle of Jack in." The voices are just starting to get lower. Yeah, I could outdrink everyone. I outdrank a couple dudes on coke at University of Arizona, and that's impressive. When you can outdrink someone who's on yak, they're like, these kids were like, "You can go." And reversely, I brought in. I've lived in New York for about 13 and a half years. I brought an ex-girlfriend home to Denver to meet my mom for Christmas. Right. This was about 5 years ago. And my mom can drink, and I no longer drink. And so I was, we had this Christmas party, and my girlfriend like had a glass of wine, and I was like, hey, listen, you're from the Bronx. The altitude is a real thing.
Right, altitude and alcohol is a real thing.
We were at the stage of the relationship where we still loved each other, but there was that thing of like, If the other person told you what to do, there was that resentment of like, I'm an adult, I know what I'm doing. And I was trying to be like, no, I'm serious. Altitude's a very real thing. She's like, stop bossing me around. And I was like, okay, all right. And she had one glass of wine, and then my mom was like, let's have a martini. My mom made one of Trish's strong martinis. And the next thing I know, my girlfriend was acting like a 15-year-old girl, like that had three Zimas. It was like I was babysitting her. And I was like, I told you. And she's like, yeah. And then it was a fight. It was a huge, she was drunk. It was a huge fight. And then the next morning, she was so hungover. And she's like, you should have told me. I was like, That's all I told you. But I remember I was, after that glass of wine, I was like, maybe just that. And she was like, stop bossing me around. And I was like, I'm a former alcoholic. I'm an alcoholic that's from here. I know the terrain.
What's the difference in, I guess, the number of beers that you would be able to drink there versus here, or really anybody?
I would say, like, if I'm coming down off the mountain, sure. If I'm coming off the hill, I could probably drink 10 beers to your 5.
Wow. So that's a major difference.
See, Colorado, because of the legal weed, everyone thinks that they're all potheads. They're not. They're all alcoholics. They're all alcoholics.
Yeah, because it's cheaper.
It's cheaper. Well, and there's all those like breweries have been big in Colorado for like 25 years. And then Coors, smartest thing Pete Coors ever did was get involved with the legal weed thing.
That's how smart
Pete Coors is. Is that dude, when legal weed was in 2013, when it was being talked about getting legalized recreationally, Pete Coors came in and was like, let me give you guys a taxation, how we tax alcohol. Let me help you guys with the tax in Colorado. And he got it set up, which actually helped to push through. Wow. He was one of the guys.
Yeah, but I remember the first time I was in, give me a ski area. Not Vail.
Basin.
No.
Frisco.
No. The really good one. The
Keystone.
Aspen. Aspen, thank you.
Wow. I see how rich your blood is. I just named every affordable ski resort. It just shows you the white trash I am. Even Colorado, I can't escape that. I haven't lived in Colorado in 20 years.
I can honestly say I look down at Vail.
And you're like, ugh. I'm like, what about copper? And you go, what is it, 94?
But being at a bar, the first night I was there, being at a bar, and the bartender hands me a drink, and I'm like, And I'm looking at the drink, and I'm like, what the hell's going on here? And the guy comes, and he just looks at me and goes, alcohol and altitude. Dude. You got to adapt.
It is crazy. People from Colorado can drink like hockey players. It's the best way I've said it. It's the only similarity I've ever seen is like trying to drink with people who play hockey. And you're like, oh, man, you guys aren't going to stop. This isn't going to stop. This is uncomfortable.
So all right. Are you involved with somebody now?
No. That's a,
so you're sober and single. Yeah. You're dangerous.
Yeah, which that means lonely. That's not dangerous at all. You realize that alcohol is the cornerstone for meeting everyone. Because when you don't have alcohol and you're like, do you just want to hang out for a coffee? You're like, what are we, starting a website together? It just always feels... It always sucks. And you're just jacked up on caffeine. Right. Like, you know, when you go out for drinks, you loosen up and you're like, you know, coffee. And you're just like... So should we do this again? Should I put it in the calendar? What do you have? It sucks. I don't like it. I don't like it.
I also understand you don't like tattoos. You got a problem with tattoos.
Oh no, yeah, that's a fun old bit of mine where I made fun of kids getting seaweed tattoos.
A seaweed tattoo.
Tattoos
are, I missed this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like you just see people with sleeves now and you're just kinda like, when I grew up, man, tattoos were terrifying. My dad's friend Jerry. It was like this Vietnam vet, and he just had these old, worn tattoos. Oh. And then now kids are just all inked up, and you're like, what do you weigh, 90 pounds? I'll walk through you.
And there's no color in the old ones, right?
If it was, it was like bad red.
Yeah, red was more
pink than it was red.
Yeah. No sharp lines.
You know? And now they're like perfect pictures of people, and you're like, that sucks. We've gotten really good at tattooing. I mean, shout out to all the tattoo artists that are really good at what they do, but also it's like a lot of the people that have tattoos, it's not as dangerous as it was. Right. It just used to be like, I'd literally be terrified of people with forearm tattoos in the 90s. And now you see them and you're like, all right, you probably work at a vegan bookstore. I don't know who you are. I'm not worried about you. The reason I wrote that joke, I think you're talking about a joke I did on Conan about how we ruined the tattoo, was I was in a coffee shop and this dude with neck tattoos was just staring at me. And I was just staring right back. And at one point I go, what are you going to do? And then he just looked down. Your tattoo is dead. Because if that guy in the 90s would have said that, he'd be like, oh, what's up? And stood up and be like, nah, I got a problem. The guy was like, sorry. I don't know. You're sitting where I like to sit and read. I read my Chaucer there.
Dan Soder is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 and 10 Helium Comedy. Get tickets to heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. It is good to see you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, dude.
And stop growing. All right, just stop. Well, how tall
when I come
you?
Back in, I'm going to be 8'5".
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.